Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a terrific show. We have Michael Bublé, the Benny Goodman Sextet, Joe Stafford, Tony Corbisello, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from the Nat King Cole Trio, from Muggsy Spanier. And right now, it's a classic. It's Martha Tilton, the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and the Angels Sing.
We'll be right back. 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little fault you do have, just make me love you more. You may not be but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. But still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
From a CD called The Best of the Nat King Cole Trio, that was the Nat King Cole Trio, with an Al Dubin Harry Warren tune from 1934 called I'll String Along With You. Before that, it was the famous Muggsy Spanier and the famous Chicago, a 1922 song written by Ben Sylvan. And let's see, Muggsy Spanier and his band recorded this tune back on this week in 1939 for Bluebird Records. And we started with Martha Tilton and Benny Goodman's Orchestra, a classic written by Johnny Mercer and Ziggy Elman. Ziggy Elman did a terrific trumpet solo on this. The song was And the Angels Sing. And Martha Tilton had a birthday on this week back in 1915. Well, bandleader Benny Moten was born on this week in 1894 in Kansas City. His blues band with Hot Lips Page, Ben Webster, Count Basie, Eddie Durham, and Jimmy Rushing set the standard for early 1930s for the Kansas City style of jazz. Well, after Benny Moten's death in 1935, the band evolved into an even more and powerful and influential orchestra called the Count Basie Band. And here they are with Money is Honey.
Money is honey. Where can my honey be? Money is honey. Where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. I woke up this morning, my gal said I'm through. Get yourself some money and I'll come back to you. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. Now I'm doing bad and you're doing fine, but when I had my loot, the jelly flowed like wine. Honey is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. Rich and skinny, the limit was the sky. Now I'm poor and hungry, and you ain't got no eye. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. I had ribs and bacon, you came around for more. I'm eating hash and beans, and you eating next door. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money would be here with me.
Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a say to his foe? That of all this earth, love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Hold every time, say it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So though why shouldn't I? Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I now go out of love? Why wait around when the age of each age I have found, that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of? It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Old every dance, say it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood gives it a try. So why shouldn't I?
Thank you.
That's a wonderful big band by the name of Tony Corbucello. This is from his CD called In Full Swing. It was a Lou Brown tune from 1937 called That Old Feeling. Before that, Anita O'Day with Billy May's Orchestra, a song written, both the words and the music, by Cole Porter back in 1935 called Why Shouldn't I? This was on the hit parade by Gus Arnhem in, well, I'm not sure of the date, somewhere in the late 30s. Before that, it was Count Basie with Jimmy Rushing on vocal in a song written by Sid Robin called Money is Honey. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Let's see. We have on this week, back in 1871, Henry Stanley found the missing Scotsman David Livingstone. Livingstone, an explorer and missionary who had been missing for 2 years, no white man had seen him for 6 years. Through a promotion sponsored by the New York Herald, Stanley and several companions set out looking for Livingstone some 8 months earlier. Seems that Stanley's fellow explorers died before this time. Stanley's search for Dr. Livingstone ended at a place called Uji in Africa. Don't really know where that is. He greeted the doctor with those famous words, Dr. Livingstone, I presume. The Continental Congress of the American Colonies on this week back in 1775, in preparation for a revolt against the British, which we now call the Revolutionary War, authorized the formation of 2 battalions of Marines. Though although this was the true birth of the U.S. Marine Corps, it wasn't until 1798 that Congress recreated the Marine Corps as a separate military service. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Michael Bublé. We'll have the Benny Goodman Sextet. And right now, love this tune, Joe Stafford and What You Know, Joe?
Oh, what you know, Joe?
I don't know nothing.
What you know, Joe?
Tell me something.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't conniving, just ain't jiving. I don't know.
What you know, Joe?
Well, I don't know Latin.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't high having.
What you know, Joe?
I ain't fooling, I need schooling. I don't know.
Joe.
I just can't figure.
What you know, Joe?
I don't dig you.
What you know, Joe?
Hey, stop your squawking. Just ain't talking, 'cause I don't know.
What you know, Joe? What you know, Joe? What do you know, Joe?
Just ain't making it, I don't know.
I don't know, my mama tried to tell me so.
Papa wouldn't let me go. Couldn't even see a movie show.
What you know, Joe?
I don't dig ya.
What you know, Joe?
Quit your squawking. I ain't talking 'cause I don't know.
What do you know, Joe? What do you know? What do you know, Joe? What do you know?
Ain't talking. Quit your squawking. No more talking.
Thank you. times, four or five times. There is delight doing things right four or five times. Maybe I'll sigh, maybe I'll cry, but if I die, I'm gonna try four or five times. Well, four or five times, oh, four or five times. Kiss her and then kiss her again four or five times. Tell her that you always are true, no doubt. Kiss her inside, say goodbye four or five times. Take it, boy.
I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy. Oh, you'll never know the one who loves you so. Well, you don't know me.
That's Michael Bublé at his best, a song written by Eddie Arnold and made popular later on by Eddie Arnold, and then after that by Ray Charles. The song was You Don't Know Me. Before that, we heard the Benny Goodman Sextet and a song from 1927 called Four or Five Times, featuring Terry Gibbs on vocal, and you may have wondered who the man was who was singing. Well, it was the boss. It was Benny Goodman himself on vocal. And before that, we heard from Joe Stafford, a song written by Trummy Young back in 1929 called What You Know, Joe. This was made popular later on by Jimmy Lunsford and Charlie Barnett. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be the Four Freshmen. We'll have Doris Day. And right now, it's one of the great songs by Billy May. It's Lean Baby.
Thank you. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. We'll be right back.
through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks, get your kicks, get your kicks, get your kicks, get your kicks on Route 66.
Oh, I love that song. Written at a time before interstate highways, way before that, in 1945 to be exact, by Bobby Troup. This was the Four Freshmen and their rendition of Route 66. Before that, it was Doris Day and a really fun song called Hooray for Hollywood, written in 1937 by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting. And Richard Whiting was born on this week back in 1891. And we heard from Billy May, and a song written by Billy May, his theme song, which was called Lean Baby. And Billy May had a birthday, born on this week back in 1916. Great guy, backed up a lot of good singers, including Frank Sinatra. Well, it was on this week back in 1942, that World War II naval battle of Guadalcanal began. Although both sides suffered heavy losses, eventually the U.S. won a major victory over the Japanese, whose forces on Guadalcanal were left virtually isolated. Well, the following day, the Battle of Salvo Island, also called the Second Battle of Guadalcanal, began. The brand new battleship, the USS South Dakota, became the Navy's most decorated ship during World War II, sank three Japanese cruisers, and damaged several others. The South Dakota was hit by no fewer than 42 shells during that engagement. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it will be Billie Holiday. We'll have Ted Heath, and here's Sinatra and My Kind of Town.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you. Time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz and ease. Union Stockyard, Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town.
Criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway. And don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. Well, I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
That's Billie Holiday just setting the record straight with a song called Ain't Nobody's Business from her CD called Ladies Decaday. Should be Ladies Day, Lady Day Deca, but I don't know if they've got this right or not. Anyway, it was on this week back in 1956 that Billie Holiday returned to New York City, the stage there at Carnegie Hall, after a three-year absence. Before that, we had Ted Heath from a CD, great one, called A Salute to Glenn Miller, and the famous Tuxedo Junction. And we heard from Frank Sinatra with a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune from 1964. Was in a film called Robin and the Seven Hoods, a funny film. The song was My Kind of Town. Let's see, Frank Sinatra on this week back in 1944. Began a long and successful career recording for Columbia Records. Now, let me fill you in on what's going on around town. From the standpoint of music, the Blue Wisp Big Band performs Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. at the Urban Artifact on Blue Rock Road. Singer Mandy Gaines will perform on November 28th at 9 o'clock at the Washington Platform. The Swingtime Big Band will be at the York Street Cafe November 21st from 7:30 to 11. And at the DeFelice Cafe, they're featuring Phil DeGriggs, a trio, on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Lee Stoller will be there every Thursday from 7 to 11. And the John Van Olam Trio is there every Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11. Let's get back to music. We have time for very little of this, but here's a little bit right now of the Gary Irwin Jazz Orchestra and I'm Old Fashioned. We'll be right back. Well, somehow it turned out to be Somebody Loves Me, but this is a great cut as well. The Gary Irwin Jazz Orchestra. And this is going to about do it for tonight. Unfortunately, we're out of time. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for coming in and joining us tonight. I hope you'll be back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.